106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's Kevin Ryder. What's up, party people? We have People Are Dumb on the show today. A real group of idiot thieves here in Los Angeles. We have What's Up with Florida. We have the 420 Catch of the Day, which is our new music feature to introduce new music to you. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got your Tame Impala tickets as well. And don't forget, you're listening for two Linkin Park songs back to back. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
A man drink like that and he don't eat, he is going to die.
K-Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Kurt.
Hey, Kurt, you're caller 20.
Sweet.
You got tickets for Linkin Park at Intuit Dome on Saturday night.
Awesome.
That is Justice and Tame Impala, and we have tickets to see Tame Impala at the Forum in the 5 o'clock hour here on World Famous K-Rock. We have animal news coming up in a second. The rats in New Orleans are eating all the marijuana. Details coming up. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Time for animal news. You know, police departments keep their evidence in locked facilities, except for in New Orleans, where rats seem to have run of the place.
And the New Orleans Police Department is going through quite a stunning issue. Apparently, rats have overrun the department's evidence and property room, destroying evidence collected in drug busts.
Huh. What kind of evidence?
The department says that the rats ate the marijuana at the center of several different investigations.
The rats in New Orleans are getting high off the evidence.
And on top of that, employees report that they come into work and see rodent droppings on their desks.
The rodent droppings on their desk, however, is a protest against the snacks being locked up.
Major rodents on the floor, the cockroaches, the rats eating our marijuana, they're all high.
I don't want to do harm to any animal, but I would like to see a rodent that's high.
In the end, financially, it does not make sense for y'all to put any more money into this.
Oh, they're asking for more money to put into that building?
It's not okay.
It's not okay.
And it's not okay for your people to be treated that way and called valued.
Your people are not valued.
The department is expected to move into two floors of a different building in downtown New Orleans very soon.
There are already rats on those two floors just waiting for the evidence to show up.
Marijuana is delicious.
Thieves smashed into three Glendale businesses early this morning. They didn't get away with much.
People Are Dumb is next with the worst thieves on the planet from right here in Los Angeles.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
These people that are dumb are from Los Angeles.
Thieves smashed into three Glendale businesses early this morning. They didn't get away with much.
And by didn't get away with much, you mean didn't get away with anything.
They left behind a lot. We're talking about clues to help police track them down, as well as a whole lot of damage.
So they destroyed the places, but got nothing.
Let's get to NBC4. Ted Cheney is live at that mall along San Fernando Road with all the fallout there. Ted.
Annabelle, Michael, these businesses have recovered pretty quickly. Their doors are repaired. They're back open again. Customers are inside, but they're still kind of shaken that this keeps happening.
Did you say keeps happening?
Again and again.
Did you say again and again?
Glass shattering around 3 this morning. Two thieves, 3 targets, and yet the owners of these businesses say very little was taken.
We don't keep any money in the registers, of course, and leave them open. So one register drawer is thrown on the ground with change all over the place.
The suspects went after the cash registers, but none of the business owners we spoke to say they lost any cash.
These are inefficient thieves at best.
Dinah's Chicken, El Pavo Bakery, and El Ruby Restaurant have collectively been here for decades, and they say they've been victimized multiple times.
So the thieves that got nothing have returned several times?
So I would say there's probably been 10 of these situations where they break glass and tear up things in the store itself.
Did you say 10 different times and they've never gotten anything?
They've really never gotten anything.
Hey, you know what we should do tonight? We should go rob that place. Yeah, the place we've tried 9 times before. We've gotten nothing. Yeah, let's do that.
But the thieves did their damage, breaking glass and ransacking the businesses. In the surveillance videos, they can be seen wearing hooded sweatshirts, one of them with the word Narcos written across the back.
Now we're behind. Now we're losing customers.
After multiple break-ins, Dinah's owner Linda Pearson wants to tell would-be thieves it's just not worth it.
You'd think they'd come to that conclusion by the 4th or 5th time of getting nothing.
So people out there,
Don't try, because there's nothing to get except chicken.
God, you're dumb.
It is world famous K-Rock. Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday is here.
And I've got three things at four coming up next on K-Rock.
It is world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder with your 420 catch of the day, a new music feature coming up in a few minutes. Megan Holliday joins me at 4 o'clock every day for three things at four.
K-Rock.
K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
A New Yorker named Larry pulled a fast one on a con man. Here is the story.
You have an attitude? I'll give you an attitude.
Larry's the kind of guy who eats nails for breakfast. He lifts every day. Used to box, jumped out of planes in the Air Force. Larry and his wife, Joanna, found themselves the victims of a con as they walked into this senior center on 23rd Street, a stranger right behind them.
He said, where could I go to find a Walmart? I said, there are no Walmarts in Manhattan. He said, tell my wife.
The woman was in an SUV at the curb.
She's going like this to me. Come.
She wanted to trade watches.
She thinks she's got a sucker, so she hands me this piece of...
What?
I'm looking at it, and that's when a bell went off. You know, I said, this is a con. At that point, she's grabbing my hand. She's pulling it in the window. And I gave her what we used to call a three-quarter turn. It makes the person come towards you. Her face and her head came up against the car. She hit that, and she fell back, and the car starts to move. So that's when I let go.
He kept the knockoff Rolex. His real one, damaged in the scuffle, is now in the shop.
Okay, that cut off. So
I love him so much.
He's such a legend. I have to show you what he looks like. He's all yoked out, like
of
in
course.
His 70s. So Larry's our hero of the day. Second story, a group of passengers pulled off an unexpected stunt mid-flight when they hacked into the plane's in-flight entertainment displays and turned them into screens for Mario Kart. Instead of movies or flight maps, the monitors lit up with colorful tracks and speeding carts entertaining the entire cabin. The playful hack quickly caught attention online, with many calling it one of the funniest and most creative in-flight moments ever. While it raised questions about in-flight tech security,
sure.
Most people just saw it as a fun, lighthearted reminder that fun can be found anywhere. Ooh, that was close.
Language.
That was really close. Okay, and then this actually brings me to my third story. Mario Kart probably pissed off these people, because a quirky new travel trend has taken off. It's called flight pathers, and they are passengers who spend the entire flight mesmerized by the in-flight map instead of movies or music. Absolute weirdos. Just staring at the map. So it's now gone viral on TikTok. Many are calling it meditative and oddly comforting, especially during turbulence. Stats back it up with 68% of passengers with the map open. 20% watch nothing else. And Delta reports it's their most viewed content, with 45% of passengers engaging in it. Fans like content creators say that it's a ritual, while others insist that it's not weird. Fox Weather Nick Kosir jokes that he found his people after admitting he once stared straight ahead for 5 hours.
What?
What started as a niche habit has turned into a mainstream, oddly wholesome way to pass the time in the skies. I think this is absolutely psychotic.
Yes, it is.
All right. I'm Megan Holliday. That was three things at four on K-Rock.
K-R-L-K. K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
We go to New Zealand for this old pop duo. They are called Beilu Brigada, and they are Henry and Pierre Beasley. Their debut album is Portal. They're going to be coming through Los Angeles October 9th at the Fonda. And this song is Sideways, and it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is Beilu Brigada, and it's called Sideways, and they're going to be playing October 9th at the Fonda here in Los Angeles. That is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Deftones on the world-famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. We are talking, just before we came on during that song, about this hoarder house.
Yes, and I drive
right
by
us.
It. Yeah, I drive by it every day.
Here's the report.
A neighborhood nightmare in the Fairfax District, where trash bags and debris have been piled up in a man's yard for months.
I can't believe you drive by that every day.
I know. I was surprised, too, and I remember the day they were cleaning it.
The trash is six
to 12 feet high in the entire yard. It's insanity.
Residents say they've been complaining about the eyesore and the odor to city officials, but nothing has been done until today.
All right, this report was from, I don't know, 9 months ago or whenever they ended up cleaning up the house.
From filthy clutter to cleared outdoor space. Sanitation workers, some wearing hazmat suits, spent a day removing mountains of debris from this Fairfax home on Martel Avenue, dubbed the Trash House.
The Trash House.
Buried under the piles of rubbish, vehicles like this Toyota Celica.
They found a car! They found a car under the trash.
Well, that's a come up.
Unbelievable! So we started talking about hoarding, and I don't think any of us are hoarders like to that level.
Right.
Where you literally, because the story goes on to say they cleared it out and now it's back.
Mm-hmm.
He's just putting all the trash right back out again.
God.
But Megan has one thing and I have one thing that we both hoard.
Yes. Absolutely.
Specifics.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to be looking for at 800-520-1067, your calls and or text. What do you hoard specifically?
So I have been keeping my concert tickets, wristbands, backstage stuff since I was in high school. And
is it like a memory box?
I started putting them in vases when I was in high school.
Right.
Like just stuffing them in vases. So now I have about 3 overflowing vases filled with concert tickets and stuff on my desk, and it looks terrible.
Do you think someday I'm going to go through this and remember all of these?
I don't know.
I mean, is it like a memory thing?
I mean, maybe. I guess it has to be.
Because you're not.
But there has to be a point where it's like, okay, dude, enough. Right. You know,
you work in this business, and that makes you have more than most.
Exactly. Right. How many Foo Fighters ticket stubs do I need? You know?
Yes.
Yeah. What do you have?
I'm this way with CVS items.
Okay.
I have, you'll find in my closet is a CVS closet. It's like I have 15 things of shaving cream.
Okay.
And then I forget, I can't find, I go, oh man, I got to buy more shaving. I go back to CVS, buy like 3 more. And the other thing is t-shirts, just regular, everyday, the t-shirts that I wear.
Yes.
My wife's like, we need to try and just go, she has to talk to me like a child, just go through and just look at what you're going to wear and what you're not going to wear. And then today she said, what I'm going to do is I won't throw any out. I promise. I'm just going to put some on the ground and you can go through and just see if you really need that t-shirt. And I really don't.
Yeah.
I really have enough t-shirts. I don't know what
that is.
But is
there a memory tied to the t-shirt?
That's... Most of the time, no.
Okay. So then that's a little then that's a little odd.
So yeah, I don't know. It's just...
It's a comfort
thing. It's some kind... Yes.
Yeah.
It's some kind of weird fear, which I've never experienced, not having a shirt.
Right.
I don't...
Right.
Like that's never happened. I don't know why I would feel that maybe that's going to happen at some point.
Right.
But I do hoard shirts sometimes.
Yeah, stockpile.
So 800-520-1067, you hoard what item?
And the most entertaining phone call, we've got your tickets to see Tame Impala at the Forum on November 11th.
What item do you hoard? 800-520-1067. K-Rock, you're a hoarder of what?
I'm a hoarder of sauces and condiments from fast food restaurants.
Yeah. Really? So like little packets of ketchup and stuff?
Oh, well, I mean, more specifically, like stuff like Popeye sauces. Like if I'm having like chicken and I want a certain flavor, you know, then I got it.
Do you have more than you use?
Oh, yeah. I have them stored up in my cabinet.
You know what? I have to admit, I have so many hot sauces from Del Taco that I have. I do. I get it.
Yeah. Del Scorcho is fire.
Del Scorcho, baby. You get it.
Hey, Rock. Hello. Who's this?
Hello. Am I caller 20?
Yes, you are. Who are you?
This is Tony.
Tony, you got tickets to see Linkin Park Saturday night, and it's sold out.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. I've been trying all week.
Well, you just got it. Congratulations. Thanks for paying attention and for listening this afternoon.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate you so much.
All right, you hold on. We need to talk to some people who are hoarders. That's our topic today. 800-520-1067.
And the best phone call, we've got your tickets to see Tame Impala at the Forum on November 11th.
K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're a hoarder. What do you hoard?
Bones, baby, bones.
Bones?
Bones?
Whose bones?
Absolutely bones. We collect all sorts of amazing sea. We've got a seal skull. What else do we have? Two dolphin skulls. We have dolphin spine. We just went to Colorado and got an amazing deer jaw with teeth.
What the hell are you?
That is a really cool bone.
Are you building a zoo?
A zoo of death.
My kid loves bones.
So
it's all for my daughter. She's awesome, and she's like, she wants to be a paleontologist, so we call her the bone collector.
Oh, that's pretty cool then.
Yeah. But is it legal to get, where do you even get a dolphin skull?
Okay, we live right next to the beach, so that's kind of part of my hoarding problem.
Right.
Because we are steps from the beach. So all you have to do is you wait for it to kind of become unfleshed.
Okay.
And then you collect in a doggy bag.
Wow. How do you clean bones like that?
Okay, you clean them. It's like a almost 6 months process of cleaning them, so we won't get into that. But it's easy, and they come out beautiful. They come out absolutely gorgeous.
Do you hang them on the wall?
They're in her room.
On the wall? Like, are they...
On the wall. She has, one is a spinal cord, all of the little pieces, and they're hung on a thread, kind of like a garland.
Wow. Is your daughter going to kill me?
No, she loves it.
Okay.
She absolutely loves it.
Kevin Ryder's skull going on the wall. That's an item. It's a big ticket item.
Hey, Rock, you hoard what?
Okay, no, so I hoard my notebooks.
You hoard your notebooks from what age?
From middle school and on.
And what are you, is this like a diary?
Almost. It's like, because, you know, I like writing poetry, songs, and so I feel like, you know, my lyrics need to be converted into poetry, or my poetry needs to be converted into lyrics.
Are you a singer or a poet?
I'd like to think I am.
And why are you keeping this?
So, you know, one day when I am eventually famous, then people are going to want to look back on
my wow. Hey, Rock, what do you hoard?
I hoard electronics and cables.
Oh, I have way too many cables, too. Why?
Because you never know when you're going to need a cable, man.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. And the second you get rid of it is when you're going to need it.
Yep.
Yeah, I have so many HDMI cables, and I have my old Game Boy and my Nintendo. I got everything.
Same, and you're never going to need it. But once you throw it away, you're going to need it.
Exactly. That's why I hold on to everything dearly.
It sounds like we all have the same problem.
Yeah.
Hey, Rock, hello. What do you hoard?
So I hoard my clipped fingernails.
Oh, boy. Like all in one Ziploc bag?
Like in a little jar, but I don't keep them for more than a week, though.
Oh, yeah, you got to draw the line.
Wait, how many times are you clipping your nails?
I'm not a monster. Like, I don't really know. It's about, like, every 2 weeks, maybe.
Okay, so, but then you keep them in what?
Oh, like a little jar sometimes, or, like, I bunch them up in, like, a corner side of the table or something.
Oh,
why? Why?
It's just a habit at this point. Like, I did it when I was small, so, like, it's just become, like, a habit.
You also peed your bed when you were a kid. You can stop doing things, you know, along the way.
Yeah, I know, but it's a habit.
It's comforting, just knowing they're there. That was a part of me at one time.
Just in case.
Yeah.
You need to glue them back on. K-Rock, hello. You hoard what?
I hoard weed and everything weed-related.
Wow. But weed goes bad.
Not really. If you dry and cure and seal it right, it does denature. But I've been growing since 1980.
Oh, okay.
I lived in Humboldt, and I had this great fear of running out of weed and having to buy it from somebody.
And 46 years later, you're still doing that.
Yep. And well, the thing is now is I don't even smoke it, but I grow it just like a breed seeds. I reverse engineer all the hybrid out, all the sativa out of the indica, and so I jar it up, I give it to friends, I make butter out of it and make cookies.
You just hand it away? You're a dream friend.
Imagine about 12 banker boxes full of mason jars.
Wow. And you don't sell it?
No.
You're doing a good service.
You're doing good work, my friend.
Good karma.
Good karma, indeed. It is K-Rock.
What a nice guy.
That
generous.
Guy just gives away weed.
Yeah, wow.
Who do we decide gets to go to the show? I mean,
Okay,
it should be Weed Guy, but I guarantee Weed Guy isn't showing up for the concert.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't know if he's going out to Tame Impala.
No, I don't think so either. So our backup. What's your name? Hey, fingernails. What's your name?
Hi, Antonio.
Antonio. You keep your fingernails.
I will, I promise. I'll give them to myself.
No, I'm just saying we don't want them. We're not asking for them. We're just saying that we're going to give you the concert tickets.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, Antonio, you're going to go see Tame Impala at the Forum on November 11th.
Oh, thank you, guys.
And leave your fingernails at home. Nobody needs that.
Yeah.
Nobody needs that. We just gave away concert tickets to a guy who keeps his own fingernails.
I love him so much. That told happened. On himself. You know, I appreciate that.
I am out of here. Megan Holiday has you from this point on.
And you know the drill. Keep on listening for a block of Linkin Park songs so you can see them Saturday night at their sold-out show at Intuit Dome.